DNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
This article of Good News for Parasport has been written by Heather and is read by Alastair Hutton. Parasport has been in the headlines recently with two major announcements that will help UK athletes prepare for the next Paralympics in 2028. First is the chance for our para-athletes to gain valuable experience of international competition at this year's Commonwealth Games, which will start in Glasgow on the 23rd of July 2026. And second is the allocation of significant extra funding from UK Sport to support training and development for competitors who hope to represent Team GB at the 2028 Paralympics in Los Angeles. Glasgow's decision to host this year's Commonwealth Games offered a lifeline for the competition after the original Australian hosts pulled out because of rising costs. Although the Glasgow event will be slightly smaller than other recent Commonwealth Games, there'll be a record number of parasports medals to be won. There'll be 47 para medals up for grabs across six parasports, and for the first time ever, a parasport powerlifting will receive the first medal of the competition. The other five para competitions in Glasgow will be 3x3 wheelchair basketball, para-athletics, para-bowls, para-swimming, and para-track cycling. And in another first for Glasgow, the medals awarded will be the first Commonwealth Games medals to feature Braille. Olympic and Paralympic medals have previously included Braille, but this is the first time it's been used at the Commonwealth Games. The medals have been designed by artist Milica Milikova from the Glasgow School of Art, and in addition to Braille lettering, the triangular-shaped medals also include other tactile features celebrating Glasgow, such as the Finiston Crane landmark and tartan. Now, looking further ahead to the 2028 Paralympics in Los Angeles, UK Sport has announced funding boosts for several parasports to help our athletes prepare. In total, an additional £4 million is being provided this year, divided between 16 sports. The biggest winner from the extra funding is climbing, which will receive an extra £1.4 million. That's a 60% increase, because UK Sport believes it is a discipline where the UK has significant future medal potential. As part of the new funding for climbing, paraclimbing, included in the 2028 Paralympics for the first time, will receive £500,000. At the top of the table for total funding in the parasport world are para-athletics and para-swimming. While the £9.8 million funding for para-athletics is not set to benefit from the newly announced extra funding, an additional £45,000 for para-swimming will see their total funding rise to £9.2 million. Other parasports gaining from a share of the extra £4 million include VI Judo, receiving an extra £202,500, and Para Badminton, gaining an extra £193,600. Para Canoeing will receive an extra £112,000, and Wheelchair Fencing will receive an extra £32,000. UK Sport says the money will play a critical part in enabling British athletes to deliver their best performances in the USA in 2 years' time. The organisation stressed that this funding is essential to ensuring that Britain can continue to compete in the top rank of Olympic and Paralympic sport.
TNS Soundings.